2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. This is God's Word. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the Church of Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater. Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God, and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He comes to be glorified in His saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed. For our testimony to you was believed. To this end also we pray for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you, and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus far in God's Word, may He bless it to our hearing. As we look at the second letter now to the Church of Thessalonica, we can ask the question, we look at back over the past years of our life, or even the past year, and you look at verse 3. It says, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater. And so it's good for us to ask, is our faith growing? Is our love growing for one another? And if not, why not? What can we do to spur ourselves and one another up in faith and in love for one another? Questions we need to ask ourselves. In verses 5 through 10, Paul gives comfort to the Thessalonians because of their afflictions, because of their suffering that they're experiencing, and the sufferings we too experience in body or in spirit or because of our faith. There it says, are a plain, here in the Scripture, it says that they are a plain indication of God's righteous judgment. For what purpose? So that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God. That's why you have afflictions, Christian. That's why you have afflictions in your body. That's why you struggle in your spirit. So you would be counted, considered worthy of the kingdom of God. So are you suffering? Do you still have that greatest affliction that all of us have, and that is sin in your body, in your heart? And it still remains, and you desire to be rid of it. Are you still suffering? And take comfort in these words as we see them in this chapter. And there's a purpose for every affliction that we have, and we know God's purposes, and He shows us here in the Scripture, first, to save us out of it. We have afflictions so that God can save us from them. Verse 7. For every Christian ends up only happy and blessed forever. Second, we have afflictions that God would glorify Himself. Verse 9. Both in it, both in our sufferings as our stay, as our rock, and after it as a great Savior. He'll save us from it, and He'll be glorified because of it. Third, He forms in us the character of Christ, verses 5 and 11, through our suffering. Because it's Christ who suffered and also learned some of his sonship through suffering as he went to the cross. Well, how wondrous is it that we might also share in the same school as Christ, that we would suffer to be, to know what it is to be a son of the Father. The fourth purpose, to fit us for glory. Verse 12, we see it there. The fifth purpose for our suffering is to increase the judgment of any who afflict us. Verse 8, at which our God will deal out His judgment to those who do not know God, and as it says, who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so the question then is, do you know God? Have you come to Him through Jesus and the gospel, and have you received His graces? Have you received the gift of faith and the gift of grace? And are you submitting to those gifts? Are you submitting to God? Are you following Christ's example of how He lived, even in His suffering? And are you relying, when we talk about good works, are we relying on Christ's merit for those good works? That in Christ and through the strength of the Holy Spirit, we can do good works, and they're only good because of Christ. Well, there's reasons for our sufferings, and they're all good.